It's Tracy Pete. Good to see you.
Thank you. book and turn page 248. So I guess it'd be Ruth on for today, 1 second. So when we, first time they come through, the couple color plates, that's regular tiles and free will offering. Silver plate is our flower fund, and then they'll come back through, and that'll be for our youth funds to help out our youth when they do trips and activities and things like that. So we'll have plates everybody twice. So we'll do verses 1, 2, and 4 on page 248. And Brother Robert Spake, would you ask the question on the offer, please?
Is there any qualification you have there in color? Is there any qualification that's offering you? Wealth is to your King, Lord. Please reduce your sin to those who rest this preaching, our Lord. Jesus, name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Some of us have not, but the ones that we heard, you know, his English is pretty try to kind of straighten it up a little bit as I read it so it'll make as much sense as possible, but you'll get the gist of what he's talking about here. He says, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How are y'all doing? I apologize for not writing a newsletter for a couple of months. We've just been so busy, and we also had a bad internet connection. Last year, the ministry has been through a lot, but God's grace is always sufficient for all of us. The Lord Jesus Christ has continued to take charge in our community. We have had a lot of activities that focused on sharing the gospel of Christ, including our campus ministry to schools, in which we thank the Lord that we were able to go to school and witness many students getting saved. In March, we held 3 days of revival in our church with a theme from Psalms 85:6, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" It was a blessing and a wonderful path. I'm not sure how to kind of retranslate that. To be revived again, remembering our first love, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In July, we held Vacation Bible School. We gathered 150 children. We praise God for the laborers that we had in doing Vacation Bible School. God is good, and that 42 children got saved and now continue serving God. In December, youth camp was held. Giving gifts to the children and Christmas fellowship. The gift giving is a blessing. More than 200 children were taught about the gift of Christmas, and 40 children got saved. We're also able to give them gifts. After Christmas, more than 20 young people joined a youth camp. It was really a blessing to see these youth surrender their lives to God. We would not be able to send them all without your help financially and in your prayers. So remember, that's what we mentioned, the youth camp, you know, and some were able to give to that. So they were able to take 20. Thank you so much, brother and church family. You know how grateful we are to the Lord for the partnership we have. We cannot come personally, but please know that every soul, you are not able to come here personally, but please know that every soul that is saved, you are all a part of. As of now, we have ongoing construction on the property that we purchased for Sunday school rooms. We already built the retaining wall, and now we need to put dirt in the summer. Please pray that the Lord will continue to provide all that is needed to finish the dirt, so we can use it temporarily for the children. And 50 dump trucks of dirt at $200 each. You've helped us a lot already, but we are praying that you may be part again of this ministry for the children. Also, please be with us in prayer as we celebrate our church anniversary with the theme, Only by His Grace, this coming January 26th, which, now again, I'm going to miss that because I wasn't here. But we love you, and may the Lord continue to bless you and use you in the ministry here in the Philippines. In Christ, Jimmy and Geraldine Mercado. And he always signs with Philippians 1:21. So remember Preacher Jimmy there. And as always, you know, the church is supporting Preacher Jimmy, but if anybody ever wants to send anything to him, probably the easiest way to know is, I guess, let Sherry know, and she can send it, you know, with what the church sends him. So we appreciate Preacher Jimmy. Always remember him in prayer, and I always like to mention, you know, Preacher Dale, Miss David Cable, was supporting them. Preacher Curtis Presnell, did he get a truck?
He did.
Amen. What was it?
It's like, it's a Dodge. Everything neutral. But it's like a 95 or 6. It's like an extended cab, four-wheel drive.
Oh, okay.
It's an extended cab. And you see a picture of it, like, you know, the paint's falling off of it. It just looks pretty rough. And I was like, oh, is that your truck? He's like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, calling him, like, well, I'm glad you got one, you know.
He's like, so much better than what we had.
You know, he's like so excited about it. I'm like, you know, I'm proud for you.
Well, if your paint's falling off and you did it with a piece of stone, don't worry about it. You can't tell the difference.
So he was really excited about it, you know. So I thank the Lord for that.
I got stuck in the mud with my truck yesterday trying to pull an old truck with the brakes locked up on it. And, you know.
I meant to tell you, he actually got it. Not this past Thursday, but Thursday before,
Amen. The girls helped me wash the mud off that truck yesterday. That one already looks so bad that when you wash it, it looks like it doubles the battery. So. But you know, then you're not worried about it. So,
yeah.
So but do pray for all these that we support, you know, financially, and always remember the pastors that this church has sent out. Preacher Curtis Carroll and then my dad and Preacher White, that God would use them and work in their ministries. And remember Preacher Curtis. Preacher Stoney this morning, or no, so Brother Glenn was saying that his family are all sick. There's a lot of people sick right now. Miss Jenny was saying that, you know, in her work, she's an EMT, and it's just flu and COVID just everywhere. And, that's why I heard a lot of people that have had it. But it's kind of, you know, we're still kind of in that season. We're remembering folks that are in that situation there. So I'm trying to think, as far as announcements, Lord willing, our comedy show will be this coming Saturday. And I'm sorry, I can never remember. Is it 5 o'clock? So remember that. Lord willing, we'll be getting together to do a practice on Friday night. So just pray that God will bring that together for us and that it can be a time of enjoyment and refreshment. We can have good fellowship together in that. And also, I know you guys talk about what are the dates again for the youth meeting in April?
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right before each other.
Okay.
I can't remember the date.
So, 16th and 19th.
16th and 19th. Very good.
That's what I was telling Christina. I think
Secretary of Training.
I think I remember now, but the dates I have say 2024, but I'm pretty sure it says Curtis Ponder. So I think I just wrote the wrong year on it, and then if it was the right date or whatever. Yeah. But the preacher Curtis Ponder, what's the name of his church?
If you would have asked me, I could have told you.
He's the one that's kind of east, isn't he?
No, he's up. Was
it Wilkesboro?
No,
he's
up in that area.
Okay, so it is.
I can't remember if it's Wilkes County or if it's Ash County or which one of your Allegheny or one of the counties up that way. But I would say that I can't remember the name. I'm trying to say it's not unusual.
Okay, so but do remember our youth meeting. We always have a good time in that. The Lord really works in it, uses it. I always enjoy it because you see churches that have youth meetings, and sometimes you get told it ends up being, you know, more games and food than anything. Yeah, we like to have a good time in it. Preacher Stoney always has a fun thing on Saturday, but it's the Word of God. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? I mean, Chick-fil-A's got a play place. I mean, you know. But anyway, we always really look forward to the youth meeting.
Amen.
We appreciate that. Are there any other announcements that I've forgotten? We kind of got to things that are a little calmer, you know, as it were, a month or two ago. Okay, any more announcements?
Pray for Preacher Wesley. I'll be minute. Pray for Preacher Wesley.
Oh, amen. Amen. I wasn't sure I saw him, and I was like, yeah. And then anytime I see Preacher Stoney mentioned you, but we're going to pray for you this morning. Miss Terry and Dale, they're still not feeling well, so continue to pray for them if you would. And, I'm sure everybody's heard by now, but just in case you haven't, and I got tired of telling it, Brother Greg got some real good news last week, where they were hoping that place in his brain will have shrunk a little bit. Well, the Lord shrunk it, all right? He shrunk it out of existence. So
amen.
It's gone. And so I guess really now they don't really have any concerns. They got you any kind of follow-up set up?
I go to see the neurologist. Wednesday. I think it's just kind of Wednesday.
Okay.
Talk more about the seizures. I think they're going to keep me on seizure medicine just to make sure everything's good.
Oh, okay. So I was asking Brother Greg this morning, he's able to drive again, which I know that's a great blessing. You don't really think about it until you have to work around not being able to, and you realize, you know, what a big deal that is, and it just messes up your whole schedule. And so real thankful to the Lord for that. Continue to remember our pastor as he pastors, but then also their new little baby that's on the way. Just pray that God would bless that pregnancy and that he would give grace for Miss Stephanie. Fresh on my memory still for all the things that the ladies go through during pregnancy, especially depending on what time of year it is and all that stuff. So just pray for her and that. Continue to remember Miss Lucy. She looks like she's got healed up pretty good. Huh?
She's doing really well.
She was singing along with us this morning in the choir, so that was a great blessing. Good to see Derek and Katie back. They haven't been able to be here in a while. Brother Robert, continue to remember him. And, you know, we've got several in the church that just have, you know, ongoing health things that they are dealing with. And continue to remember Brother Lee getting healed up from his pacemaker there. Is he still, doing pretty good? Oh, is he still, is he weak or is he hurting? Or? Oh, yeah. Can't work the pedals. That's kind of a bad situation. So, okay, continue to remember him. The Lord help him. Continue to remember Brother Tim Young. His candy was mentioned this morning that they were not able to remove the remaining cancer like that. Hope they would be able to. And you said they took a biopsy. And did you say it was Thursday you were supposed to hear?
They're going to, like, tell him, I guess, what stage it is, but they feel like it's several places, so.
Okay. So continue to remember that. And I'm sorry, that's your uncle?
Yeah.
Okay. I know they were mentioning him over at Smart's Grove, too, so I know some of the folks down there know him as well. So.
Well, my mom goes to Smart's Grove.
Okay.
And he's married to my mom's sister, so.
Okay, I got you. So that's her brother-in-law. All right. So I can continue to remember this request here. I know there's been several others mentioned, and of course, my memory at some point.
I forgot to remember mentioning about the Bobby Williams this morning.
Oh, yes.
Very good time to be seeing her on Monday. The Lord is coming to Bobby Williams today. They bring her home Monday, and we're going to try to get different groups of nurses to come out of whatever different time. They're trying to get her to be able to clean her side and her bag, because she's having to deal with people with that. So she still has a lot of issues. She's actually doing fairly well. She had COVID last week, but she really didn't have a lot of sickness or that from it. Remember her and Gary, she didn't have to help a lot, and she's really not in great shape himself. Just remember them. They're older and having to deal with her coming home from the surgery.
Remember this. And what Lori's dad having?
Lori's coming up today and going to bring her home tomorrow and be with her the first couple of days, and then she has to go back to think that her dad has to go to his parking lot for Friday, so she has to go back home on Friday and take him back to his parking lot to see whatever he's doing.
Remember, like, you know, you think more about the medical side of it, but just remember Lori and them driving back and forth, too. That's not real close, you know, when we're on the road. So, yeah, it's a long drive. It's a lot of wear and tear on vehicles. It's a lot of wear and tear on her. And there's crazy people, you know, on the road. I mean, we see that every day. So, Lori has really watched out for us a couple of times recently. Actually, we were on the way home from church. And we come close enough to hit the deer that when we got in the driveway, I got the flashlight, I was looking for hairs in the bumper, because I wondered if we actually brushed by it a little bit. I mean, God there was like five or six of them, and I was having to just drive in between them, and, you know, Lord really watched out for us, and just
would have heard of her than that. Like, they come running out in front of her, and she's like, if I go faster, get the other lane, I can get around it. And then it just keeps running, and she gets it. Running about 20 miles an hour faster than what we were. And that hurts the baby.
So. Oh, that's good. No, just got to figure out how
to most of the time, it doesn't hurt the deer. It was like a bump on the deer. And they'll, like, you know, skip about five or six spaces, and then keep running.
Is it like a cow plow on a tree? I know years ago, me and Christina hit one on the overpass there on Old Shelby Road, the I-40 overpass, and we barely tapped that thing, and then in the hood of the deer got like retarded. It was flopping around. I was like, there's a slow thing.
Wow. That's
right. But any other requests for Brett?
Remember Charles, he had surgery this week.
Yeah, sometimes you mentioned that. I noticed they weren't here, and I meant to mention them. Now, did you say he had surgery earlier this week?
Yeah.
Was it some more skin?
Skin cancer on his nose.
Oh, man. I know he keeps having more tongue space, and I know that's real. That's tender, so. Brother Charles in this. All right.
Thank you. called Goodness of God. And I was just talking to Amanda this morning, and it just the miracle that's happened back there just had me thinking about this song. Goodness of God. It has led me through the fire.
Hey.
also will have, it won't be long, it'll be time to be signed up for youth camp. So be thinking about that. If you're about that, Sherry, you remind me, I gotta get you an address to see in the deposit for youth camp. Because that's coming around, it's due pretty soon. I can't remember, but you know, the last minute. So they probably told me a month ago. I just can't remember. But anyways, if you haven't been, I hope you consider going. If you haven't been, I know you won't be back. So welcome to come back. You know, I know some of y'all have been going for a few years now. You're old enough now, you can be counselors. And so you just come back with us and do that. We'll be glad to have you. And they run some, the other basin, these boys is running some room arrangements by me. And that ain't gonna work. I know I'm not that responsible, but at least having me in there, there is some accountability.
You wanted to add Everett to your room.
Add Everett to your room too? Yeah, definitely not.
Me, Ben, Samuel, Colby, Everett.
Yeah. No. No, they're good youngins. I appreciate these boys that I'm entrusted to keep up with. They do good. They do great. It tickles me to death, you know. Listen, moms and dads, I want y'all to know, I take all y'all's credit, okay? People come to me up there at camp, and they say, man, these boys at y'all's church, man, they're so respectful. You know, they're so behaved. I'm like, that's right, I'm a pastor. I appreciate all y'all raising such good youngins. Amen. It's a blessing. Well, it's good to have Preacher West with us. Preacher, you come on. You come on and preach to us. And you just close out however the Lord leads you, brother. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Amen.
Yeah. You know the drill. It's the best church in the camp county. Yeah. Probably the best church in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we all just sinners. We need to preach on the Word of God. So you just laid out there, Lord, you've been to the gym. Man, you're going to have to get you a bigger suit.
Maybe you'll get fat.
There's your water.
Guys, I really appreciate you having me this morning. What he don't know is y'all was on my heart too before he called.
Amen.
That's how that works.
Amen.
Praise God. When you're a preacher and you get a little bit of opportunity here and there, you have your favorite churches to go to.
Yeah.
Hey, and this is one of my top three. The first one's my church, another one's another church, and this one's right beneath my church. So.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I praise God that I'm friends with Stoney and his wife and how they've been nice to me all these years. And I remember talking to him, your pastor, when I was in community college.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was struggling with the call to preach, and he was helping me there. And I never thought I'd be preaching for him on Sunday morning. But thank God for that. Thank God for his amazing grace.
Amen.
Thank God for his salvation.
Amen.
Well, I'm trying to be here Saturday for that comedy show.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, I'll be praying for y'all for that. Trying to bring my little sister. I'm glad that she's here this morning.
Amen.
Really praying that she'll be able to come and work out good.
Hey.
Thank God
for that. Amen.
Thank God. And I really appreciate y'all young folks hanging in there.
Yes.
Amen.
Being faithful to the house of God, being faithful to God.
Amen.
In a wicked world.
Yeah.
Where young people don't love God.
Right. Amen.
Stand out and shine like lights in this dark world. I appreciate that.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you. Live pure. Serve the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Everybody in here, young or old, just yield yourselves to God like your pastor tells you to.
Yeah.
But the only one thing's going to matter at the end of time, whether we're saved and haven't been serving God or not.
Right.
Everything else is going to be gone.
Right.
Going to be gone. Oh God, I'm glad I'm saved and I know where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
I've got a heavenly mansion waiting for me.
Yeah.
I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter this morning.
1
Peter. Y'all, please pray for me real quickly because every time I get up to preach, I'm just going to be late and my body gets in trouble and it's very uncomfortable. And usually it goes away. Y'all just ask God to help me. Appreciate that. Make me feel better. Appreciate you standing. Please stand if you can. Just read God's word. Just be reading through verse number 9 this
morning.
Chapter number 1. Thank you, brother. 1 Peter chapter number 1. says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, yet, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Amen. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice. He didn't just say rejoice, brother, but he said you greatly rejoice.
Amen.
Though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ,
right,
whom having not seen, ye love.
Yeah.
In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, here it is again, brother.
Yeah.
Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory,
right,
receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. May be seated again. Let's pray together. Brother Stoney, lead us in prayer.
Father, we want to thank you once again for allowing us to come to your house. Lord, we want to thank you once again for your word. Lord, we want to honor and privilege it is to read and study of God. Thank you, Lord, for the man of God that's brought here to preach, Lord, to us. I pray, God, that you'd anoint it. God, that you'd open these mouths, Lord, that you'd anoint his lips, God. Open my heart and the hearts of all of us here this morning, and may our ears hear your word and may we receive it into our hearts. God, may you bring conviction, Lord, edification. Lord, help us and grow us, draw us near to the cross, Father. Lord, that we may just be able to have more worship this morning, God. I pray this for your name. I pray that your name will be magnified.
Yes.
Lord, may the name of Jesus be exalted in this service. Lord, not only in word, but God, in our hearts also. May our actions reflect yes. that of what we receive, God. May we live a life that will glorify you always, Lord. Help us in every way to do so. For your own sake, Lord, and for the name of your Son Jesus, in his name, that one
yes.
name
we
go. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. Just to give you an introduction here, the Apostle Peter is writing to the saints
yeah.
in
Amen.
Persecution, in trouble.
Yeah.
They're scattered
yeah.
under the persecution of Emperor Nero.
Right.
And that was not a pretty time for Rome and for the Christian faith at all.
Right.
But the Apostle Peter is wanting to encourage his fellow saints. He's wanting to shed some heavenly hope in their souls.
Right.
For the troubles that they're going through. You'll notice that he says in verse number 6, you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in manifold heaviness through manifold temptations. And what that means, Brother Stoney, is there was many temptations taking hold of them. Now, temptations can be used in two ways
yeah.
in the New Testament. In one way, it means solicitation to do evil.
Yeah.
That is, evil spirits in the world and evil men and evil women will try to seduce you and tempt you to do evil. That's one way of being tempted. And that happens quite often.
Yeah.
Men and women both.
Yeah.
We're all sinners.
Right.
Some would say only men are the bad ones that are out to do wrong. Some say only women are the bad ones out to do
yeah.
wrong. But I'm here to tell you the Bible yeah. says there is none good, no,
right.
not one.
Yeah.
And if you're a Christian, you're saved this morning, you're going to come up against temptations
right.
against anybody, anywhere, at any given time.
Right. Yeah.
So just
yeah.
stand strong for God. But another way it's used, Brother Matthew, is not solicitation to do evil, but it means testing under trial.
Right.
That means you can be laden down with heavy troubles and heavy trials that have nothing to do with sin.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just something
yes.
that God foreordained for you to go through as a Christian.
Right.
And oftentimes, Brother Stoney, I found in my Christian walk, you can be laden both with solicitations to do evil and troubles that come from the devil at the same time. And it's real hard to get through without the grace of God. So if you find yourself in that position this morning, I want to remind you to pray to your God that He gives you the strength to get through.
Amen.
So that's why he's writing this epistle. But what does the Apostle Peter use to encourage people? Brother Stoney, he uses the gospel.
Yes.
Once again. And I just want to say, and I know that you've seen it too in this modern day, salvation preaching is becoming unpopular in the church world.
Right.
And it ought to be the most popular thing in any church, any Christian gathering, is that blessed and glorious gospel preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. But somehow we become more intellectual than an old rugged cross in the love of God. But I want to say, brother, there's only one thing that's going to get us through those manifold temptations. It's beholding the Son of God on the cross. And so he wants to shed hope into their souls. The unsaved man or woman this morning has no hope, according to the Apostle Paul in Ephesians.
Yeah.
But to the saved person, verse number 3 says, we have a lively hope.
Amen.
Praise so there's manifold temptations, Brother Stoney.
Yeah.
But there's also a lively hope.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Which one are we going to focus on?
Yeah. Go ahead,
preacher. And that makes all the difference right there. What are we going to focus on? But if you're saved, you do have a living hope. I just want to give you 3 reminders that Peter gives the people. First of all, he reminds them of the gospel plan. So if you find yourself in a hard place this morning, if you're struggling with your very life in your hands and you don't know what to do, I just want to do what the Apostle Peter did in this chapter and just redirect you to the gospel plan, verse number 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the Holy Trinity, Brother Stoney. The Holy Trinity had a gospel plan laid out before the foundation of the world.
Right.
Designed and planned by the Father that the Son would come into the world and buy your redemption for you.
Amen.
And that the Holy Spirit would draw you into that plan
right.
and make you partakers of the divine nature.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, the Holy Trinity has been for us since the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hey, brother, things are hard right now, but I want you to know God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit have been thinking about you for eternity past.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You say, well, how do you know? Well, Jesus really came down from heaven, and he really did suffer.
Yes.
And I want to remind you, he's not stopped thinking about you.
Amen.
This morning, you're greater than the palms of his hands.
That's right.
The Father thought of me, the Son bought me, and the Spirit brought me.
Yeah.
And they're still working
for
my good. Brother, when I think about the work of grace the Holy Trinity wrought for my sake, it encourages me to take another step down a hard and rocky road.
Right.
Brother, when I remember that the Holy Trinity is for me, it doesn't matter the foes that are standing in my way. I've got the Godhead backing me.
Yeah.
I've got the Godhead looking down on me.
Amen.
Brother, when I think about how the Trinity was manifested at Calvary, I'm greatly encouraged because I remember that God the Father was bruising His Son there on Calvary.
Right.
It wasn't just Jesus there that day, but the Father placed Him there on the cross by His invisible hand. And the Bible says that the Lord bruised His only begotten Son. So the Father was there at Calvary.
Yeah.
But then Jesus Christ, it says, sprinkled us with His blood. He was there. The Son of God was there. He really did come down from heaven. He really did bear the sins of the world in His body. God was really manifested in the flesh there in Bethlehem. And He was really a baby, but He was really fully God.
Right.
And He added humanity to His deity and come down in the form of a man. brother. He was standing in that judgment hall for your sins and for my sins. When I think about how he stood before Pilate and before the religious leaders of his day and they were accusing him falsely, you know what he was doing? He was doing it for my sake and for yours. The Trinity was working out something good there. When I think about how they bruised him and how they slapped him, when I think about how they took that Roman scourge and pulled the flesh off his body, I remember, little Ivy, that God was doing something for me and for my sins and for your sins.
Amen.
Whenever I see him taking him up the hill to that cross called Calvary's cross, and there they placed his hands and his feet on the slats of wood and drove spikes and nails in it, I'm reminded that God was doing something for me. God was doing something for me. The Trinity was working for my good there, brother. And when I see the devil coming my way, when I'm struggling in life, when I don't have anything, brother, I remember the Holy Trinity worked out my salvation. When you say, where was the Holy Spirit that day? You mentioned the Father and the Son. Well, the book of Hebrews says that Jesus offered himself up to the Father through the eternal Spirit.
Right.
Through the eternal Spirit. And so, there at the Calvary's cross, the Holy Trinity was manifest. And he's still working for you. So what kind of sense does that make? Well, one preacher said when we profess the Trinity, we believe that they are three in person and one in essence.
Yes.
One in essence. All fully God, all having their place in the plan of salvation. Now somebody may say, I've heard the gospel 1,000 times. How can it help me today? What's it going to do for me today to save my soul again? What's it going to do for me today? Brother, if we just, across this land, just spent our time preaching the gospel, I think we'd realize that it would solve most of our spiritual problems right there at the get-go. You say, what do you mean? Well, I say, brother, when my heart got cleansed at the fountain of blood there at Calvary, I remember that day when I got saved, the Lord God Almighty cleaned my heart out. And if you're dirty in sin today and you're struggling with sin today, I want to remind you that if you need to be clean again, you just go walk up that hill to Calvary's cross, and the gospel can cleanse your heart out once more and make you white as snow.
Yes.
Oh, how desperately do we need the saints of God to live a saintly life. It's essential for holiness and power with God, and power with men in this age, and power over the devil. If we live unholy lives, brother, we don't have no power with God. We have no power against the devil, and we have no power against the souls of men whom we seek to win to Christ. If we want to live for God, we're going to have to live a holy life. And the gospel, my friends, when we behold the Lord Christ, the Son of God, in his agony and in his blood sheddings and his blood pouring out for you, there your heart can be made white. Oh, don't you love those moments when the Holy Ghost comes after you and puts you in a holy bathtub? Sometimes you're struggling so bad, you just gotta say, Lord, help me. And the Holy Spirit will come and pick you up and dunk you down in the blood again and make you clean, brother. Oh, and what a blessing that is when the Lord softens your heart up enough to where you can weep for sin.
Yeah.
Oh, we've become so complacent with the gospel and with sin.
Yeah.
Oh, without the relationship we should have with sin is weeping over it. Brother, the gospel that brought light into my heart the first time when I was saved, I remember, Brother Stoney, when I was lost and undone, I was in the dark. I believed in God, but I want to tell you today, you can be lost and be in the dark and believe in God today. But I remember the day when the glorious gospel shone into my heart by the power of God and revealed that I was a sinner and revealed the Lord Jesus Christ to me.
Amen.
It was then that I was changed.
Right.
I say, brother, I'm saved, but I'm in the dark now. I say, walk back up to Calvary's hill and behold the Son of God again and let that glorious gospel light shine down into your soul. That's going to bring our happiness. That's going to bring our cheer, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, but you say the devil's fierce, the devil's powerful. Yeah, but Jesus is more powerful and he gives you the light of God. The gospel. The same gospel that set us free from Satan. He set us free once more. Now, it's possible as a believer to become captive, to sin captive to even evil spirits.
Yeah.
May have allowed a habit into your life.
Yeah.
Or an unholy way into your life.
Yeah.
An unholy mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
Evil spirits work through those things.
Right. Right.
But the gospel can heal you of that too.
Right. Yeah.
Or you say the devil's really wounded me, the devil's really done a work on me. I said the gospel can heal us even from the wounds of the devil.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. I know all about the wounds of the devil, those spiritual wounds that nobody can see. You can be the worst suffering you've ever had in this life. Some things are worse than death. But I want to say, the gospel will heal us. Just look unto Jesus again. That's all the apostle is doing in the face of a horrible time. He just says, look. Look back to the Lord.
Right.
Verse number 3. He reminds them of their gospel word. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Brother, if you need some encouragement today, just remember how you were born.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said concerning the three Hebrew boys that were taken in captivity, they tried to change their name.
Yeah.
They tried to change the diet.
Yeah.
They tried to change where they were placed. And the truth is, you can't change a child of God from being a child of God.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
If you were born again by the gospel of grace, you have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You've got the nature of God within you. You've got the power of God within you. You've got the Holy Trinity.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want to tell you, no matter what, that can't be changed.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If Donald Trump turns into a Nero for American, we're all scattered in the house of God, which I highly doubt, and I don't think he would ever do. But I want to tell you, that new world,
yes,
is not going to be saved.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're in trial, you're in testing now. I just want to remind you that you are a child of God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Thank
Jesus
you.
Suffered and laid in the tomb and had his side pierced to bring you forth.
Right.
As a child. Now, the devil wants to convince you that you're not God's.
Yeah.
But I promise you, if you've been to Calvary and been washed in the blood, then
you'll be happy. Amen.
I found that in my worst trials, remembering that I'm saved, brother, is the anchor that's going to pull me through.
That's right.
I may not even be able to see Jesus at the moment. I may not even be able to see anything, but if I remember what I am compared to who I was,
right,
there's amen. Evidence.
Yes.
That holy change that was wrought.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And the soul. How? If you've not been born again, I want to assure you there's only one way to get into heaven, and that is to be born again.
Right.
Yeah. You say, what does that mean? Well, that means that you lay your life down and you take on you a new life.
Yeah. Amen.
The life of Jesus Christ, which God brought in him when he raised him from the dead.
Right.
He said, you've been begotten into a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead.
Right.
And what that means is that when you get saved, God imparts the life of Jesus into your dead heart and regenerates your soul with his righteousness.
Amen.
Your regeneration was made possible by the resurrection of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It wasn't just the bloodshed that brought my salvation, brother, but a full gospel is the death of Christ and his rising again from the grave and the glorious imparting of that life into the souls of men that believe.
Amen.
Right.
What can bring a dead man out of the grave? The life, the resurrection power in
Christ
in your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to participate in a resurrection before you're resurrected.
Yeah.
You need a spiritual raising from the dead in order to have your body raised from the dead and glorified at the appearing of Christ.
Right.
Oh, if there's somebody not saved here this morning, I want to say you've got to become a new creature of Christ.
Right.
Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless a man partakes in the eternal change of the living Lord on the inside of his soul, he cannot get into the kingdom of God.
Right.
You're going to have to be changed forever to get into God's kingdom.
Right.
Apostle Paul says, says we warn, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men and we warn men everywhere concerning him. Now we have a living hope. He says we've been begotten into a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead. What that means is, brother, that I don't have a dormant hope, I don't have a hope in this world, but it is one that's active and it's up there.
Amen. Yeah.
We have a living hope because it's based on one who is alive.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I'm not trusting in the things of the world today, but a risen Lord to get me through.
Amen.
Amen. The struggle of hard times in life, just remember the resurrection of Christ. And it's our living hope that causes us to be born again by the Holy Ghost. There's that miraculous work of the Trinity. Oh, brother, the Trinity is going to get us there. Don't you appreciate the grace of God?
Yeah.
Amen.
Someone so high and so holy really takes care of us and looks on our way.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope it's not here, but it's up in here.
Okay.
Living hope means that it's never going to be changed.
Right.
Never going to be changed and it can't be taken away.
Okay.
Amen. So he reminds them of their gospel birth, and thirdly, he reminds them of their gospel promises. Briefly, number four, inheritance. Number five, verse number five, security. It says they're kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Yes.
And then rejoicing. Verse number six, when you greatly rejoice.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're going through hard times, just remember your gospel promises. Verse number four, he says, we've been begotten again through a lively hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead too. That is, we've been born out into something. Verse number four, to an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that faith not only can be reserved in heaven for you.
Right.
You're going through a hard time this morning. I just want to let you know that it ain't always going to be this way.
Yeah.
And this world really ain't your home.
Amen.
And Jesus really did die to prepare you a place. He said, I go to prepare you a place.
That's right.
You say, well, I'm getting really weary. I'm getting really tired. I really just want to lay down the towel and say to God. And I want to remind you that every city is just right over the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Just beyond the horizon.
Amen.
Every day we get closer to that celestial city.
Just over the glory land. Amen.
Oh, how our faces are to shine with tears
at
the thought that we're going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. We were listening to that song coming here this morning. Just wait till you see my brand new home.
Right.
She said, I'm going to occupy for free.
Yes.
All for free because Jesus paid. Jesus paid for it. I would say Jesus paid for your forgiveness. He paid for the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yes.
He paid for your freedom, but he paid for your place in heaven.
Amen.
When you think about the cross and your struggle, just remember Jesus was placed there so that you'd have a better place to go when your life is over.
Amen.
The city of God. Jesus came down from the city of gold to the sin-cursed world so we can leave this sin-cursed world and go to the city of gold. The city of gold. The cheapest thing there is gold. Brother, and there are mysteries untold of what lies beyond the blue for us.
Yes.
It says, eye has not seen, nor has the ear heard, never has even entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him.
Yes.
Amen. You're struggling? The Apostle Peter says, you might be struggling today, but wait till you see your brand new home.
Yeah.
It's all going to be gone.
Amen.
This whole world's going to be devoured with fire. And all the ways of man will be gone, but in that day, it's going to be Sunday all the time.
Right.
Amen. You ever just think, I wish that we could just go to church every day. I'm telling you, when we get into heaven, it's going to be Sunday all the time without the hypocrisy, without any sin, without any self-competition.
Right.
It's going to be glorifying, serving, and worshiping, and beholding God forever and ever.
Amen.
And the Bible calls it a land of righteousness and peace and joy. You might say I'm going through the shadow of death today, and the shepherd does lead us through the shadow of death. Psalms 23, brother, the context of that is God leads me in all my ways, and he's taking care of me all the way through the morning. He leads me through the shadow of death. I'm not going to be afraid of evil, for you're with me.
Right.
He leads us down to the darkest times of our lives, but I'm telling you, a day's coming when the glory of God's going to eclipse it all, and you won't even remember it
due
to the glory of the Lamb.
Amen.
The Bible says that he is the light thereof. Well, I can't wait to behold his glory and his splendor. And I can't wait to sit down with those saints that I do know, those saints that I don't know, that I will know. You're going to know everybody there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother, how did they know Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Guess what you're going to know too?
Yeah.
When you get there. Amen. I want to know Charles Spurgeon. I want to know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to see my relatives again when I go to that celestial city on high. Brother, don't lose your hope of that heavenly home. Amen. Don't lose your yearning for that place.
Amen.
Oh, do we desire? Paul said, I desire to be there.
Right.
He said, I'm struggling. He said, there's two things in me. I want to stay here to serve God. He says, the other part wants to go and be with God, which is far better.
Right.
I think we've forgotten that last part
in
the modern church.
Right.
We really need to see that the better thing for us is over the blue.
Right.
And this world's not our home, and it never has been. It was not Jesus' home.
Right.
He was a stranger in this world, and so are we.
Amen.
Oh, God, but if you're saved today, you're not a stranger in heaven.
Right.
Amen. Oh, the Holy Trinity has you wrapped up. Security, verse number 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. That's another gospel blessing is, once you get in, we can't get out, brother.
Amen.
Nobody wants to get out that's ever gotten in anyway.
Right.
But I want to remind you today, those that are shaken by the devil, you cannot take your placement in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
I want to say that all the children of God are on the same platform in heaven.
Yeah.
None of them have a better position than others. We're all children of God, and sometimes I just wonder, and it amazes me to think that I have the same placement as the Apostle Paul in heaven. He is not going to have a different position in heaven than me. He's going to have more rewards.
Sure.
That's right. Okay, but we're all the same landing in heaven.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody said, if I could just get in and live in a cabin in the corner, I'll be fine. No such thing.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
No such thing.
Yeah.
If you're saved, you belong to that city, praise God, you've got a place there prepared for you.
Right.
And I'm going to be neighbors with the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Neighbors with the apostles.
Yes.
We'll take up trips to the throne room together.
Amen.
Oh, I can't wait for that day. Oh, I can't wait for that day. When all this is gone, brother, and the only thing that stands for all eternity is the glory of the Holy Trinity.
Right.
Amen. It's all going back to Him. He planned it all. It's all going back to Him.
Amen.
Secure it. I wrote this down. My salvation is as settled as the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Guess what? He's never getting off His throne.
Right.
Right.
He's never surrendering His rulership to anybody, anywhere.
Amen. Right.
Devil already tried to take it from him. Okay. Didn't work.
Amen.
Your salvation is as secure as the mighty throne of God.
Amen.
Set. Oh, my Lord is settled upon His throne.
Yeah.
My salvation is also settled there.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, bless His name. Nothing that the devil can do about it.
Ah.
He might be able to move you around on the rock, but he can't move you off. Peter said, you're going through rough times down here. Just remember, you're as embedded in eternity as you ever were.
Amen.
Lastly, rejoice. Verse number 6, wherein all these things that is mentioned, he says, wherein you greatly rejoice. But now for a season. Verse number 8, whom having not seen you love, and though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full. I just want to remind us today that you and I have the heights of joy at our fingertips.
Yes.
Did you know if you're a born-again child of God, you have the joy of God within your reach?
Yes.
Amen. You say, I'm sad and unhappy and in pain right now. Well, brother, as we look back to Calvary, as we look back to the gospel, I want to assure you that you have the happiness of God in reach.
Right. Amen.
Y'all ready for this? Jesus died so
so that you could have the Holy Spirit, so that you could have the joy of God.
Yeah.
You can have the, you can share the emotions of God.
Yeah.
If you're saved.
Amen.
I don't know, the devil can afflict us with such fear and anguish and pain, you can't even put a word to
it. Yeah. Cool.
But look, God can give you a joy and a peace. What's it say? Unspeakable.
Yeah.
Say, all the devil's hurt me so bad I can't even put a word to it. Well, let God give you that joy and that peace that you can't put a word to.
Right.
It's better. It's more powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to get you through.
Yeah.
The supply of the joy of God.
Right.
Through the Holy Ghost. He said, wherein you greatly rejoice. Brother, I think many Christians have forgotten that. We got the joy of heaven if we just ask for it.
Yeah.
God can make us the happiest creature of the world.
Yeah.
Even when we're in the shadow of death. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What does he say? My cup runs over where? Context is in the shadow of death, in the presence of his enemies.
Yeah.
God still causes his cup to overflow and won't his head roll.
Yeah.
What that means is in the worst and the roughest times and the darkest times of my life, God is still taking good care of me, setting me up in the presence of the enemy, calls me to feast, and having a feast in my soul at the very same time. And he's well taken care of me because he has anointed my head with oil.
Amen.
Yeah.
Remember that old song? That old song, I'll meet you in the morning.
Yeah.
What's it say? You'll know me in the morning.
Yeah.
By the smiles.
Yeah.
That I wear.
Amen.
I think about my grandfather as a preacher. He preached here, James McKinnon.
Yes.
Where he had that heavenly smile on. I think about that and thinking about it often. I really appreciate him all he did in my life.
Amen.
But here's another thing, brother. You can have that smile not only then, but also.
Amen. Yeah.
We don't have to wait till the bright morning time when we get to the city of God to smile. We can have that heavenly smile right now.
Right. Amen.
Focus on the gospel. That's all he says. When you refocus on the gospel, your joy is inexpressible. So how does Peter help us cover this off? To hold the gospel in you. Be made aware. Just remember that lively hope that you've got. Don't focus on medical temptations. Just on that lively hope. Is yours. Now, if you're not saved this morning, I want to assure you that you don't have hope outside of Christ.
Amen.
Bible says in Ephesians, it says, those that are not saved are without hope and without hope. But you can have that blessed hope and that blessed assurance that you'll go to heaven when you die. Let's say, where's the Bible for that? You know, when Jesus died next to the thief, he gave that thief assurance of where he was going.
Amen.
And only Jesus can give you that assurance.
Right.
Let us know you're going to heaven. Let Jesus be the one that says you're going to be with me in paradise when you die.
Amen.
That's what he said to the thief. He said, thou, he said verily, truthfully, I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise. So you can have that blessed hope. For say, what I got to do, just repent, turn your life over to the great King. Trust in him.
Amen.
Trust in him for your entrance into heaven. Many people are trusting in their own works today. To across this world.
Yeah.
In your neighborhood, it's in your classroom, it's in your workplace. If they think if they be a good person, they'll get in there.
Yeah.
The only thing that God is accepting that day is the blood and his only begotten Son.
Amen.
As we can meet God. Accept and receive by faith. Say, God, that's too simple for me. God worked out all the complicated aspects of our salvation on the cross.
Amen.
And he did that thing for you and me.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
He worked that thing out on the cross to where you wouldn't have to work at all to get into heaven. However, you will work.
Yes.
Not to get into heaven, but because you are getting in.
Yes.
Right.
But Jesus worked that thing out on the cross in such a way that when God's really moving over your soul, all you got to do is put your trust in
him. Amen.
And that'll do the job. When God, the Spirit, really convicts you, when God God, the Spirit really helps you to believe in the Son of God. That's salvation.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
Hey.
God, lively hope.
Yeah, say.
It's in Jesus Christ. Ain't in nothing else. Ain't in what I can do or what you can do, but it is in Him. And I'm going to say yes. If you ain't or haven't, with through one of them times, you will as a Christian.
Yeah.
And if you lost, you need to be saved. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Those of you up here with me tonight, I was preaching out of the book of James. Talking about a faith without works. I mentioned talking about how that when God saves you, He becomes your Father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much like a lot of us when we're young, you know, we see Daddy out there and he's chopping wood or running a chainsaw or mowing the yard or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All that stuff seems laborious to us now as we're adults. But when we was youngins, it seemed fascinating.
Yeah.
We wanted to do it. We wanted Daddy to teach us how to do it things.
Yeah.
Eventually we learned, you know, but we were just glad that Daddy finally let us join in and help him do
something.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say to your Heavenly Father, who allows you to join in and help him do something.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Don't let it grow to be laborious in your eyes, but rejoice in it. The fact that you get to do something that you really ain't big enough, or you really ain't old enough, or experienced enough, you should be able to do it. But as long as He's there and He's a guide you and He's holding your hands and He's showing you how to do it, you can do it, amen?
Yeah.
We ought to be thankful just to get to help our Father. Just be a part of what He's doing. You know, He can use the rocks, He can use anything He wanted to accomplish His will. He's allowed us the privilege of being a part of what He's doing. Thank God for that. You're saved this morning. I hope that you're serving. I hope you're receiving the blessing of just serving God. What a blessing it is. All right. Let's bow our heads for prayer. I'm asking if anybody here this morning, just give them the message, just preach the word that we've heard. I want to give you opportunity this morning that if you've been going through a trial, if you're saved, you know you're saved, you're going through a difficult time, you're faced with different things, and maybe you've been dealing with things, I don't know, Lord knows, Lord showed you. And He's still here for you. That He's still got your back. He goes before you.
Yeah.
He's behind you. He's all around you. He's going to get you through this. Think about all the things He's got you through before. And He's going to get you through this. You need to come and pray and say, Lord, I just want to trust you. Help me to trust you. Even yet this morning. If the Lord showed you how that maybe you've let something just go on by and you've struggled, but you hadn't trusted God the way you once did. Why don't you come climb back up that hill at Calvary and say, Lord, I know you paid it all for me.
Amen.
Just lay it down before Him. Say, Lord, just once again, purge me from my doubt, from my fear. If there's anything in your life that's going on right now that you know is not approved to God, the Lord's convicted you of this morning. Get it out. Bring it to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, cleanse me from this. You're saved. I know you want to live a life for God. If you're struggling with that, you have doubt, you worry, you may not be saved this morning. If you fear of that, then ask God to save you. Ask Him to put His Spirit into you. He said, you have not because you asked Him. Be born again today. Brought to life, quickened from the dead. As I pray this morning, I want to invite you to come. The Lord's put on your heart. God's called you. Why don't you come and make things right with Him? Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word that I've heard. Lord, the challenge it brings to my heart, Lord. I pray, God, that you would forgive me of all the areas I fail you in. Just continue to help me to grow. Lord, that I might live a life and glorify you. Lord, that I labor for the meat that perisheth not. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help me, Lord, where I doubt my fear. Lord, I pray that you'd help my unbelief, God. It seems like every time I'm faced with a trial, Lord, I immediately
crumble under the pressure, but God, you've brought me through every one of them. I have no reason to doubt you. I have no reason, Lord, to faint of heart. Lord, I have every reason, Lord, to be of a mind of power and of soundness, Lord, not of fear. That's what you've called me to, and now you've proved yourself to me over and over again, though I've been a failure. God, you've never failed me. And I thank you for that. I thank you for keeping your word and keeping your promises and going even beyond that, God, to do things special for me in my life that you never promised or never owed me. I thank you for being so good and so faithful. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd meet every need that's on our hearts this morning that are at the altar. And God, the ones that are sitting, Lord, on the pews, I pray, God, that you'd touch the need that's on every heart. These things right now that people here's going through, I know, God, that only you know about us between you and them. And I pray, God, that you'd meet that need. God, that you'd show them, Lord, that you're able, that your hand can deliver, just as we learned this morning even in Sunday school. Lord, if we're going to stand, Lord, in adversity, it's not because we have the strength in ourselves, but it's because we can lean on you, be strong in you and your might. We thank you for being there with us. Thank you, Lord, for leading us, God, and even though that you do lead us into many times difficult times, you do so, Lord, knowing that all things will work together for the good because you love us and have called us for your own purpose, and you will even use those trials, those situations, to bring yourself glory, to grow our faith, Lord, and to purge it from any imperfections, just as someone would try go. We thank you for loving us. Pray, God, that you'd be with us as we leave here today, and help us to hide this word in our heart, be encouraged by it this week, Lord, and be encouraged in the days to come. May we just strive with everything in us to live for you're worthy, and to give you praise, God, for you're so deserving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, if you ain't, we'll be back with us on Wednesday night. Be sure to come by and let the preacher know you appreciate it. Shake his hand. Tell him to pray for him. And tell everybody you see us. We can come to the comedy show this weekend. Tell them we'll all laugh together. We'll have a good time. And Lord willing, we'll see you back here on Wednesday night. You're liberty to go.